Here we are, Mr. Ben Norton, my dear friend.
Good to see you, Andrew.
Good to see you as well. Super grateful that you are here with us on Perlusum in our second episode. First things first, you know, as I see you as a subject matter expert who's really leading the way in a lot of ways, but also is doing a lot of great things for your local business community. But first, Ben, can you tell us what is your business?
Sure, Andrew. Yes, thank you so much. So I am an EOS implementer. EOS stands for Entrepreneurial Operating System. And so what I do essentially is help business owners, leadership teams run better businesses.
Who would you say these ideal clients are that you're looking to work with?
Yeah, so EOS is right for companies that are entrepreneurial in nature. The leadership team is growth-minded. They're more afraid of the status quo than they are of change. They're ready to be open and honest with each other to do the things they need to do to build a really great company. Typically about 5 to 250 employees is the sweet spot for EOS.
Is there a specific vertical that you tend to live in? Does it tend to be manufacturing? Does it tend to be tech? Do you live in a specific...
great question. No, EOS is great for any industry across professional services, manufacturing, the trades, nonprofits, education. It's been around for 20 years. There are over 150,000 companies that run their business on the tools that make up the EOS platform. And so it works in any industry.
I love it. And all the stuff that you've got going on, right, with these business owners, what would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with them initially?
Yeah, so really want to hear, you know, what's not working. So every company at some point is going to hit the ceiling. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. And so just listening to entrepreneurs, people who are building companies, you know, understanding, you know, what their struggles are, where they're getting stuck. So often leadership teams will be unable to grow. They're not able to figure out why. They're trying everything. Nothing's working. They're working 80 hours a week. They're burning out. And so just hearing their challenges and seeing, you know, where there are ways that I can bring solutions to the table to help them.
Perfect. Now, it's a wonderful conversation. And you're right. It's a lot of things that we do as business owners, whether you're a small entrepreneur like myself, or you have 250 employees, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And you're right. There's always a ceiling that is being approached and a ceiling that we can surpass or continue to grow. So I like how you really are focusing on that conversation. What would you say is currently missing in your industry that you're noticing?
What we see oftentimes, and so I'm one of many, so there are 650 people who do what I do around the world. And what we collectively see often are a couple of things. Companies that don't have a really clear vision. It's not well-defined where they're going and how they're going to get there, and it's not communicated to their entire organization, or they lack discipline and accountability. There isn't traction towards achieving that vision. So often an entrepreneur's vision, if that's really clearly defined, goes unrealized because there's weakness in the organization when it comes to discipline and accountability. The saying is, vision without traction is a hallucination. And so it's that vision and then traction, having the right tools, having the right people in the right seats to ultimately realize your vision are often the things that we see are missing.
I love that word traction. I know that's a big word in your system and in the model, but would you say that
comes from this book here? So Gino Wickman is the gentleman who started Traction, wrote Traction and started EOS about 20 years ago.
So you would say that a lot of it is just, you find a lot of businesses are missing those three points, like you said, vision, discipline, and traction. But break down traction a little bit more for me. Where do you see them not having enough of that?
So it comes from not having, you know, the right tools in place for accountability. And so one of the tools we use to help a company have more discipline or traction, and we call it the accountability chart. And so it's different than an organizational chart in that it's structure first, people second. And so we work with a leadership team to make sure they've got the right structure for the organization, not today or not what it used to be, but what it needs to be 6 to 12 months from now. And so once we have the structure right, then we start to work on getting the right people in the right seats with the right responsibilities clearly identified. And so when you finally have your accountability chart structured right, you have the roles and responsibilities clearly delineated, you have the right people in the right seats, that's when the magic begins to happen.
That's where you build the structure, where you build the foundation, it's where you build the team. Yeah. I love all of that. So Ben, how would you say that you are leading the way in your industry?
I just try to be a resource for CEOs, for business owners, for leadership teams. A very much a give first approach to the world. Just trying to find where I can be of value. If it's tapping into my experience, I've been very fortunate in my career to have run some companies and gone through some exits, some acquisitions, and so to any way I can just, be a resource. I'm happy to talk to anybody who's challenged with something in their business. Chances are I've come across it. I've experienced it in some way, shape, or form at some point in my career. And so I just try to help and, let the rest figure itself out.
The true value you bring to the table. I love it. Last quick question for you is, what advice would you have for someone who's looking to get into a similar field or looking to get into the EOS implementation?
Great question. Really assess among, within yourself, are you the sort of person who has a give first mentality? Are you ready to, just be, a resource, be someone who's, not always thinking about what's in it for you, but are you the kind of person who just wants to help and know that by doing so, good things are going to come back your way? That would be step one.
You nailed it, my friend. As always, super grateful just for your support and all the things we've got going on here with this new series. And also just, I very much appreciate just you being a true subject matter expert in our local community and across the United States.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Andrew. Really enjoyed it.